First, I'm going to thank the Lord. I said a little bit last night, I think, or Jordy. But on our anniversary, well, we went, we were heading toward Kentucky. Felt burdened to go there. And on the way there, we went in McDonald's. I mean, well, we started into McDonald's. And I had an awful fall. Really, I did. Seemed like, I don't know, it was about the hardest fall that I've ever had, I believe. But the Lord intervened. They wanted to call the ambulance. I told them, I said, no. I said, I'm trusting in God. You know, it's a wonderful thing to trust in God. And so they was afraid, and I told them, I said, I'm not going to sue you. You know, a lot of times, you know, people, they'll sue for something like that, you know, and get quite a bit of money out of them. But I told them I wasn't going to sue, and I told them I would be all right. And, you know, I'm all right. You know, I could even jump a little bit. I'm 77 years old. God is a mighty God. He is really a mighty God. And He is able to help us in this life. He is, you know, I feel like that the enemy is trying to confuse a lot of people about the true church of God. And you know, I pray the Lord to help us. You know, one place, that's not, but it says this and that man was born in her. This is a spiritual church. It's not a natural church. Our inward man has to be changed. The inward man has to be born again. Born from above. Not from the natural. Well, we were born naturally from our mother, you know. But Jesus said, except a man be born of the Spirit. You know, we must be born of the Spirit. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us today. And you pray for us. We've got a heavy burden upon our hearts. And I desire your prayers. That the Lord will help us and help the people to see what a real, genuine salvation and a real spiritual church of God. He purchased it with His own blood. Jesus did. He purchased it with His own blood. And it is a spiritual church or a spiritual kingdom. And nothing natural, just the outward man. You know, I mean, shining out in the world. But our inward man must be destroyed. That's right. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us today, tonight, to really see that Jesus made a spiritual kingdom. I want to turn to John, St. John, the second chapter. We want to start at this. And we're starting at the 19th verse. And Jesus, now this was Jesus talking to you and I. So Jesus answered and said unto them, he was talking to the Pharisees. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Now he was going to be crucified. And the third day, he was going to raise up from the dead. And that brought a spiritual church. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us today. And for us to get into this spiritual church of God, I want to turn over here to third chapter of St. John. And I want to read some scriptures here. It says there was a man, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter. He cannot enter into this spiritual church of God. He can't enter into that. He must be born again. You know, this is the thing that I'm going to stress all through my message, is being born of the Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I thought about how Nicodemus, no doubt he was a ruler of this temple, no doubt, but he was not born of the Spirit. He was not born of the Spirit. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us. And Nicodemus even said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? You know, we can get saved when we're 90 years old. We can enter into the kingdom of God at 90 years old. Lord, help us today. You know, there's no time limit. Young people can get born into it. Children. Well, I don't know what age it starts. A lot of people said about 9 or 10 or 11, but I don't know. You know, I taught our children to pray when they were little. Yeah. Pray to the Lord. And to help them in their little life. And I taught them that. And I thought about how that everyone, we must be delivered from sin. Yes. We must be delivered. from sin before we can enter in to this spiritual church of God. It's not, this is a nice building, but this building here isn't the church of God. That's right. It's not the church of God. But the people that is saved is a part of the church of God. People that are saved, people that are sanctified, people that are delivered from sin, they are the church. That's right. You know, so many people, well, I'll join this, and I'll join that. Brother, you're not going to get anywhere by joining a natural
organization.
That's right. Thank you, Brother Leslie. Well, y'all help me out. But I thought about how that, you know, Jesus, there is only one is it the church of God? But the one. There's no the name is the church of God. It's not the church of God of prophecy or church of God of this or that, but it's the church of God. And I thought about how to enter into this church of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? No, that's Jesus answered. This is the answer that Jesus gave to Nicodemus. Said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the, well, water represents the word of God. It said here, the word, we must be born of the word. The word of God. The New Testament. It talks about deliverance. We need to be delivered from our fleshly desires. Our, outward appearances of different things that you love. Brother Leslie brought in about the television, which is the worst thing, and other things too. But we want to be spiritual. We don't want to be like the world. The world is outwardly, the world is just for their own self, for their own desire. But our desire, when we are changed, when we are spiritually born again, we will be seeking the things which are above. Not the things on the world. How that I can prosper in the world. I don't want to prosper in the world. I want to prosper in the things of God. I want to try to increase my life to a spiritual life. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us today. And I want to turn to the 14th chapter of Mark. This was where they was criticizing Jesus, I believe it was. But I want to get a thought there in the 14 and the 58th verse, there it says, and we heard him say, I will destroy this temple. That was that big temple back there, that Jewish temple. That is made with hands, naturally. But he said, and within 3 days, I will build another made without hands. See, in other words, man don't have nothing to do with it. See, this building, man does not have nothing at all to do with this church. He purchased it with his own blood. He died and rose again from the dead to bring a spiritual church that you and I could live. You know, if we walk, I think this is scripture, if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill I'm not changing things, but the natural things are the lust of the flesh and all of these things that the people is reaching after. You know, they're reaching after these things. But may the Lord help us. It says, made without hands. I want to turn to the 7th chapter of Acts. I'm going to read several scriptures here. You bear with us. 7th chapter of Acts, and we're going to start at the 48th verse. Lord, help us today. It said, howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not. He don't dwell. Dwelleth not in the temples made with hands. God don't dwell in that. Lord, help us today. You know, this is something that we really need to really get a hold of. That it said here, howbeit the Most High, Christ, God, it said, dwelleth not. In other words, they don't dwell. And these temples that is made with hands. Why? It's because he's wanting to dwell in our body. Our body is the temple of the Lord. This is the temple that God wants to dwell in. This is every one of us part of a temple, you know, as the Lord builds it, you know, part of the temple. And this, all the saints of God that is saved and sanctified and walking in all the ray of light that is shed on their pathway, brother, they are the church. They are they make up the Church of God, the saved people. Lord, help us today. You know, it's a wonderful thing. It said, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in the temple made with hands, as saith the prophet, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my worship? The Lord. And I thought about, how are we building? Are we building on Christ Jesus? Are we born again? Are we delivered from sin? Are we clear before God? That's the temple of God. It's not a natural building. You know, we come here, and I appreciate the chapel, but this is where we come to worship God. Everyone that's saved, everyone that's been delivered from sin, they are the church. And we fellowship one another. You know, I thought about how so many people today is not just really, cannot really see the real spiritual church of God. You know, that's sad, isn't it? But the Lord is able to open up your understanding. The Lord is able to open up your heart and open up your eyes to see a wonderful, this is a wonderful church of God. That every one of us is a church. It makes up the temple. Everyone that's saved makes up this temple. You know, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts. You know, I remember, I never heard it like that before, but I think it was Sister Catherine. She's gone now. But she was sort of explaining and saying that, you know, this block goes here, this block goes there, but every block was a saint of God. It was building the church of God. I appreciate today. I appreciate how the Lord has ever revealed truth to our hearts. You know, it's a wonderful thing. To really see, there's not very many people today can see the real church of God. And as we submit, you know, when we first get saved, and we can, if we're not careful, we can backslide. But I thought about how that if we are in this temple, you know, connected with the temple here, we are saved, we are sanctified, and the Holy Spirit will control our lives if we let it. See? But we have to submit to it, and we have to let Him rule our lives. You know, a lot of people, you know, we sing that song. We sang a song. How's that song go? Rule me. Lead me. Work within me. See, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Trying to build our spiritual life up. You know, I thank the Lord. Really, I do. I thank the Lord for how the Lord has really revealed and opened up truth. I wasn't brought up with the saints, you know, but our hearts, I'm not bragging, our hearts was open to the Lord. You know, because I love the Lord. But, you know, it seemed like I couldn't live for Him until I really got saved. You know, really got delivered from sin. Then I could live for Him. But I loved the Lord before I even got saved. I loved the Lord. But I didn't obey Him all the time. but when I really delivered and got saved, you know, I was willing, Lord, whatever you want me to do. I want to be a little something, or a little, even a little mortar in the church of God. You know, that's not very much. But I want to be a part of this wonderful church. I want the Lord to help us, and I want the Lord to bless us. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Lord, help us today. I always depend upon the Lord. You know, Lord has been so good to us, and He's helped us out in every need and every thought. It says here in the 44th verse, it says, it is sown in a natural body. You know, this here is a natural body. And it is raised a spiritual body. It's raised up a spiritual body. You know, there is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Now, this is what we need. We need to be in the spiritual body. But for us to be in the spiritual body, we must be born again, born of the things of the Spirit, not of the flesh, not of the outward, but we must be born of the Spirit. And then if we are born of the Spirit, and if we receive the Holy Spirit, you know, that's something that is really, really necessary in this day and time. Is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is very, very vital in our life. And I thought about how that, you know, the Holy Spirit, after we're saved and sanctified, the Holy Spirit, it said it would lead us. It will guide us. It will reveal truth to us. It will help us to see the right path. You know, a lot of people today, even right amongst the saints, does not see the right path. But the Holy Spirit will lead us in the right path. He will also give us the power. He will also give us the power to live a holy life. Yes. A spiritual church will live a holy life. Why? Because it is walking in the Spirit. You know, isn't there a scripture say that if you walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We don't fulfill the lust of the flesh if we are walking in the Spirit. This is why that it is necessary for every one of us to walk in the Spirit. That we won't fulfill. You know, a lot of people today is fulfilling
the lust of the flesh.
Not of the spirit, but the flesh.
The lust of the flesh. Lord, help us today.
Help us that we can really, really get a hold of the blessings of God. Over here in St. John, first chapter. Lord, help us today. We surely need the Lord to help us. This is a very special it says here, well, we'll start reading at the 12th verse. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born, now listen to what this says, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Born of God. Lord, help us today. You know, this is something, you know, I thought about this a lot. You know, it touched me before I got saved about how that they treated Jesus. But this was, afterwards I realized that this was the plan of God. This was the plan of God that he would be crucified. He would be ridiculed and spit upon and all these things. The great Son of God. Now just think about that. The great Son of God. He is great. But he was spit upon. You know, nobody want to be spit on. Yeah, that's right. Jesus let him do it. But he was the Lamb of God. He was the Lamb of God. And he gave up the ghost. In other words, he died. But I want to say something that really seemed like it's a blessing to me. But he didn't stay in that tomb.
No.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad. Amen. Brother Leslie, I'm glad that he didn't stay in that tomb. He rose up.
Yes.
He rose up from the dead. And the people just lied on him and said to a disciples came and took him. That was a lie. That's right. He rose up himself. There wasn't nobody to come and help him. He rose up himself. The Lord gave him power to come out of that tomb.
Amen. That's right.
Isn't that wonderful? Gave him power. He had power to come out of that tomb. And I'm glad. I'm so glad. And he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. What is he doing there? Making intercession.
for you and I. He loves us. He wants us to prosper.
He wants us to be a light. Well, the scripture says, you're the light, light of the world. I'll read that a little later. But this was which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. Man didn't have nothing to do with it, but of God. Oh, thank the Lord today. Oh, I'm glad I'm serving a spiritual salvation.
Yes, yes.
That's right. An inward. Brother, when the Lord touches us inwardly, we're free from sin. That's right. And when we are a part of the temple of God, there's no sin in us. That's right. If we sin, we are not part of the temple. That's right. Lord, help us today. You know the blood of Jesus is powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful enough to change a man. It's powerful enough to make a man or a woman a new creature. The old things have passed away. We became new. A new man, a spiritual man. We want to turn to John, the 8th chapter. And the 12th verse. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Jesus is a light. He's a spiritual light. He's not a natural light. That's right. Everything about Jesus is spiritual. No natural about it. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Shall not walk in darkness. I want to stress that. Over in the... fifth chapter of Matthew, Brother Leslie, I think it is, where it says that ye are the light of the world. Matthew, let's see, 5, and I believe it's 5 and 14. Yes. Yes, it says ye. You and me, people that's saved, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Cannot.
Lord, help us. I want to turn to Revelation, the 21st chapter. I believe it is of 21st chapter of Revelation and the 23rd verse. And the city, or you can say the temple, is not changing. And the city had no need of the sun. This light that we have, this light that we shine out, is more powerful than the natural sun. And the natural sun is powerful. I know, because I've been out in it. But it said, listen, and now listen to what this said. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, in this temple. It didn't need no sun. It didn't need no moon. It didn't need no natural light. It says, for the glory of God, you know, Jesus says, I am the light of the world, spiritual light. He said, for the glory of God did lighten it. And as we are, lights, we are lighting it up too. And it said here, God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the king of the earth do bring their glory and honor in it. I thought about how that, you know, if we are a light, even to sectism, they can see that light. That's right, they can see it. It's not a natural light like this, but we are the light of the world. Everyone that is saved and sanctified is a light in this world. The people, if the people will see this light, and if they are honest and truthful, they'll come to the light. But if they are not honest and truthful, they will not come to the light. Lord, help us today. You know, there is no mixture in this temple of God. No mixture. That's right. Because this temple, is the foundation. Christ is the foundation of this temple. Jesus Christ. He is the foundation of this temple. And what he wants in this building or this temple, he wants good material. That's right. And the good material should be you and I. Lord, help us today. You know, I love this church of God. I love it. Why? Because it's pure. It's holy. It's righteous. It's godly. I feel like the Lord gave me this.
You know, we can't go around haphazard
and saying, well, I'm a saint of God. If we are a saint of God, we are going to walk in the light that God has given us. And if we are not walking in the light that God has given us, well, we're none of His. I mean, although we might profess a salvation, but we're none of His. That's just plain as it can be. The church of God is pure. Jesus died. He said upon this rock, what Peter made a statement, thou art the Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, upon this rock, or on this statement, I'm going to build this wonderful plan of salvation. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Lord, help us today. 6th chapter and the 19th verse. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? This is where the Holy Ghost lives, is in our body. But our bodies must be holy. Our bodies must be righteous. Our bodies must be pure. That's right. Lord help us. Isn't that true, Brother Lester? Well, Lord help us today. What know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, or you're not living in the flesh. You're not walking in the natural things of life, but we're walking in the Spirit. Lord, help us. You know, I love the Lord. I love every soul. But I want everyone to see how close this is that we have to live. We have to live real close. Because Jesus is pure. Jesus is perfect. Jesus is holy. Jesus is supreme. And He's not going to let anything build upon Him that is not right. That's right. He's the foundation.
He don't want a shabby temple. That's why. He don't want a shabby temple. He wants the temple to be solid. He wants the temple to be sure. He wants the temple to be alive. Not the wishy-washy people in his temple, building. I heard this, but I don't know for sure. But I heard that. But this man was supposed to build this other man a building, and he used sort of shabby material that wasn't really, solid or strong. And they said that this temple. This house that he built, it wasn't solid. But if he would have got some solid material, from the Bible, it would stand. That's right. Lord, help us today. Appreciate the Lord. I want to turn to 1 Peter, the second chapter. Lord, help us today. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts. The fifth verse, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. How are we building? Have we got the material? Have we got good material? Lord, help us. Lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. A spiritual temple. Ye are the temple of God. Lord, help us today. No unclean thing, the scripture says, is going to go in there. It's not going to be a part of the temple of God. We must be holy. Over in Peter it says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Jesus is holy. We know that. He's holy. We need to be holy too. We say we're not Christ, no, but we're part of Him. Lord, help us today. That we will be holy and be righteous and be godly right here. Not when we're dead, but right here when we're alive and the light to shine out in this old dark world. This is a dark, dark world. And we need the light of God to shine in this old world
So I pray the Lord to help us and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.